Broadcasting live from the Buckhead Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Legal Experts.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of Atlanta Legal Experts. I am Emily Rowell, your host with Peachtree Offices. I have Rich Casanova next to me today joining me in the studio.
Yeah, this is new. Normally I'm on the other side of the board over there. So we have a special guest here in the studio, and Ryan McPherson is also joining us alongside.
I'll be producing engineering today's show of Atlanta Legal Experts. Very excited to be here. We have a returning guest to the studio.
Yes, so tell us. Not to the show.
No. Been in the Buckhead Business Radio X studios, but not, appeared on Atlanta Legal Expert. So who do we have joining us, Emily?
We have Montina Portis this morning. Good morning, Montina.
Good
morning. How are you?
Happy to be here today.
Yeah. Happy Tuesday.
And she is definitely a legal expert. We have a series that we're starting, that we've actually already started. And we last, show was about a month ago, and we talked about IT help for attorneys.
Right.
And today we're talking about marketing help online for attorneys. So I'm really excited to hear Montina and what she has to say. And she's got a whirlwind of experience and a wonderful life to hear about. And so before we get started, though, I'd like to definitely talk about our sponsors. For today, we have Peachtree Offices, and their website is peachtreeoffices.com, very simple, and 3A Law Practice Management, and their website is 3alawmanagement.com, and Atlanta's own John Marshall Law School. And you can see all of their information on atlantalegalexperts.com. So we're ready to get started.
I agree. And it's great how those websites worked out the same as the company names, huh?
I know.
Montina will give us some advice on that. Yeah. Make sure your website and your brand all match up, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. So Montina's here today, and she is the CEO of Creative Internet Authority, the nation's leading full service law firm marketing agency, specializing in lead conversion for boutique and small size law firms. She works exclusively with lawyers and law firms to attract new clients, generate more referrals, and make more money, which is all what we're looking to do, using online and offline legal marketing strategies. Through her famous personal transformational experiences and frequent appearances on network TV shows, including The Chew, Fox News, ABC, CBS, NBC, and Atlanta Legal Experts Radio, Montina inspires millions of people to be superstars in life and business and live amazing lives. And that's what we want to definitely start off with today. You have lived an amazing life so far, and I want to find out your personal story that kind of got you to where you are today.
Yeah, well, thank you, Emily. So again, I'm Montina Portis, and a lot of people ask me about my backstory because they find it so interesting. Or as an attorney told me yesterday, she said, "You make life seem so simple." It's not very complicated. When I was 18 months old, my mother abandoned me, and my father was in prison serving 20 years. He actually died after serving 19 years of that sentence. I went to live with my aunt when I was 16. She kicked me out, and I was a homeless teen. Mm. So by 18, I was living in the YWCA. I was pregnant. By 19, I had my first child, and she was 9 months old. We were living in a homeless shelter. I still managed to get my GED, graduate with my master's. I built my first home before I was 30 and lived an amazing life. And today I'm here on the Atlanta Legal Experts Radio.
Yeehaw.
And so it just goes to show you that it really doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter where you're from. It doesn't matter your backstory. You can live a passionate and purposeful life, and that's my story.
That's a really simple story.
Simple.
But I meant, like, you know, you summarized it very well. But you're right. It doesn't matter where you come from. Mm-hmm. If you set your mind to it, you can pretty much achieve anything.
Yeah, I always say that good things come to those who work.
Yes.
We have to make sure that we're working.
I love it.
And what I'm hearing, it's not really the cards you're dealt or who other people think you are. It's mm-hmm. what you do.
Mm-hmm. It
right?
is.
And you certainly stepped up in a big way. I mean, I've heard, we've been on our show and on another show here in the studio, heard your story, and still it kind of gives me chills that you look at other people with so much more advantages mm-hmm. and do far less.
Mm-hmm.
Yes or yes?
Oh, yes. And it goes back to belief, right? So it goes back to, you have to believe that you're here to do something exceptional in your life. You have to believe that you're full of purpose. And my entire life, I always believed I was different. And I will tell you, as a child, I was weird. As an adult, people probably perceive me as weird. I always get the question, do you sleep? And I said, well, you know,
it depends.
I nap. Right, I tend to nap. If I didn't have to sleep, I wouldn't. I wish they would invent something so we didn't have to. But, you know, I do recharge. But, you know, you focus on what you want and where you want to go and not what's left behind.
I don't know if we asked this last time, but I'm definitely inspired to ask, what do you attribute that kind of ethic or that, you know, that stand-up type of personality? Was there a mentor, or you mentioned moving in with your aunt or your grandmother?
Mm-hmm. So I lived with my grandmother when I was younger. I moved with my aunt. And I will tell you, the executive director of the YWCA, she was a really phenomenal person. And she really was that person in my life when I was around 18. She believed in me. She always encouraged me. I actually have a CD that we put together probably about a year ago. Uh-huh. And I interviewed her because she's still the executive director of the YWCA in Alliance, Ohio. Her name is Gloria McGrath. And she says, Montina, I'm not surprised at where you are right now. We always knew you worked hard. You know, you always pay. I paid $25 a week for rent. And she says, you always paid on time. And I was just ambitious. Wow. And you know what? I just did not want to settle for where I was. I knew as a single mom at that time, a young mom really, that I had to have and create a better way for my children. And that really drove me to do something more. And then I started surrounding myself with people that were bigger and better than me, that were smarter than me. And I started to think like, well, if they can, so can I. Or why can't I?
That's or it really certainly smart. Rubs off on you, osmosis at the very least, whatever. But
it does.
You know, I think that somebody to gone through what you've gone through, I figure there had to have been somebody that inspired you and you looked up to and really encouraged you. Because without that, I mean, you have and you need that inner strength. Mm-hmm. But there's nothing like that mentor, somebody that really, you know, what I'm gathering is that she saw something in you that others didn't. Maybe you saw it, but there's nothing like having that reinforcement.
Absolutely. Right? And, you know, here's the other thing. You know, sometimes we look at people, if you just saw me back then as this, you know, 19-year-old pregnant, you know, single young mom.
Yeah.
And oftentimes we do give up on people. And a lot of people say, well, no one believed in me. Believe in yourself.
Yeah.
And, you know, no one motivated me. Your tummy should motivate you every single morning. I always say that. Your tummy should be your biggest motivator. You know what? I'm hungry. I want to eat. So I'm going to get out and go to work. And that should be a great motivator for anyone.
But a lot of people, society would write people off looking at you on paper, right?
Right.
So, I know we got to get into the serious questions, but yeah.
So I really want to know, like, first of all, how you got started in marketing. You probably wanted to help others do exactly what you did. So mm-hmm. Tell me more.
I actually got started in marketing in 2009, and I got started because I was just on YouTube. I'd moved into my new home. I was a single mom at the time, and I just wanted to have some friends that were kind of like me. They were single moms, divorced moms, and they didn't have a lot of drama and issues. I tend to have a drama-free life. So I turn on this YouTube thing, and I'm talking on this video. And my husband and I actually met on Twitter. But back then, of course, he was just a friend. And he was a YouTuber. And so I started getting on, talking about my life, talking about my hair. I was making this amazing hair product. And it just kind of catapulted where I started a business selling this $2.50 product. I made over $12,000 in 20 days at a flea market. And mind you, I had never worked on my feet. So like the first day I did it, I was completely exhausted. By the following year, I'm still working in corporate America. And I had made, within the span of that time, at 100 consultants, I started making over $100,000. And I was still working full time. But what happened was I unintentionally learned how to market. Mm-hmm. I learned how to get onto video. I learned how to just, you know, really kind of speak on the fly and talk about things that mattered and penetrate. And so not only did I start doing the YouTube videos, but YouTube then went into Twitter. Then you have your Facebook that comes along. Then I started creating information products. And then I just started telling other people how to do it because it was too much work for me.
Right.
And that's how I got into marketing. And what people don't understand is marketing, it's very simple. It's just activities and content designed to make more of your ideal clients know, like, and trust you. So they're more likely to try, buy, and I like to say refer more of your services or your products over time. So with that said, as a definition, we're always marketing. Whether you are marketing intentionally or unintentionally, you're always marketing. Mm. So that's how I sort of got into it around that stage. And then I went into legal marketing more so because I found that it just was a good fit from one of our clients. I was helping them doing a lot of things online. And I felt like the online market was really, really busy. They have so many shiny objects. People are looking for the next get-rich-quick scheme.
Right.
I don't believe in get-rich-quick. I believe that you can get rich quickly, but I don't have any schemes or magic.
I was going to ask you that question or whatever,
So I'm not going to help you get up the beanstalk.
So you've talked about these platforms, YouTube and Twitter, and I know you're fast forward now. You're on Periscope, right?
Yes.
And so I've got some questions along the business application of that, but I know we're on Atlanta Legal Expert. So, Emily, before we get into those questions, I'm sure Emily has some questions as far as your legal expertise and counseling. And
thank you. Yeah. So you did start working for attorneys.
Yes. And so in 2014, I made a decision that we were going to do what's called offline marketing, helping small businesses. And most businesses start that way. And we just help everybody. It's just a catch-all. And I have a business coach. I've always believed in investing in coaching and consulting, reading. I read lots of books. I have a huge library on my iPad and in my home. I have a huge library. We don't even own a TV. And so I had a client who's actually been on the show, Lance Gowans. And
last week was amazing.
And he wasn't even a client at first. He was at another firm. And it's like the heavens opened up. I'm like, these people, they're smart. They want results. They're driven. They let me do the work. These are the clients that we're going to now work with. And we went into legal marketing for that purpose, specifically branded as a legal marketing agency. All of our clients are in the legal marketing.
Exclusively.
Solo and small law firms, because there are many laws that they have to abide by with their handbooks in many different states. And we found that it was a good fit. Because of all the things that I had already done online, I knew how to connect the dots from having an online presence, an offline presence, and even a face-to-face networking presence as well.
That's fantastic. So let's talk a little bit about the online.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit. Well, first of all, let's start with, should attorneys be online? And
Absolutely.
Obviously this is, this is an obvious answer to the question, but what can they, what are some things they can do to get started online?
So even, you know, and I'm going to put this started because what seems obvious actually is not obvious. I contacted an attorney yesterday that's in my Chamber of Commerce, and I said, and it was a follow-up call. I said, I was looking for you online, but I couldn't find anything, you know, and she doesn't even have like a unique name.
Right.
And she said, oh yeah, we're trying to fix that. It is not so obvious.
No such thing as trying.
Look, you need to have a website, and it needs to be an attractive type of website, not just a JPEG. I see so many attorneys just have this image and I'm pulling it like, is this
you
an
can't
image?
Click on anything. Yeah.
Google can't even, the spiders can't even search the image.
Wow.
And so they have to have an image. But here's another thing. Beyond the website, at the very least, have a LinkedIn profile. Have a Facebook page set up. Have, you can do like even the about.me. Have something set up where people can find you and make sure that you actually, in addition to your firm name, purchase your name.
Absolutely.
Because there will come a time when you grow so large, if you don't own your name, someone else will pick it up and try to sell it to you.
Yeah,
always purchase your name. So how can they get started online? At the very basic, they want to have a WordPress site set up. So I know a lot of attorneys say, you know, I just need to do it myself. Well, do it yourself is always an option. It's not always the best option. But start with a website. WordPress is fantastic. Go to wordpress.org. Make sure that you're setting that up. Make sure that at the very least you have your about us, your contact us, your homepage, your practice areas. Very simple website. When it comes to attorney websites, it doesn't need to be so much as aesthetically pleasing and, you know, this flash. And no,
people aren't looking for
that. They're not looking for that. Right. Looking for something very simple. How can I get my question answered? I need help. How can you help me? The other thing is they want to make sure that they establish a social media presence. Whether they want to be online or not, it really doesn't matter if you want to. It's a matter that you need to have these assets secured. Mm-hmm. If you don't, someone is going to secure your assets, and they're going to say things that you don't want them to say on your Twitter and on your Facebook and on your YouTube. So you need to secure those assets really early on. So again, at the bare minimum to get started, WordPress website, secure your social media profile sites, secure your name, and make sure that you have a URL that makes sense, like Rich said. It needs to make sense. Google, gone are the days where Google is allowing us to do any type of keyword stuffing. even if you go out and we'll talk about directories, I love this stuff. I mean, this is like, this is like a treasure chest for me.
We're going to go get breakfast or whatever. Yeah, let you continue on.
I love this. But at the very least, make sure that your URL does have keywords in it. If you're a bankruptcy attorney, don't be afraid to put bankruptcy. Everyone wants to go off their firm or their information.
Mm-hmm. Or their name.
And their name. And sometimes it's just difficult to spell and you can't understand it. And
That's a good point.
Are things to think about when establishing, again, their website and their presence online. So that's just simple. Get started. Get your website, not just an image. Get it built out very simple in WordPress. There are things called themes that you can Google on WordPress or contact us. Get your social media profile set up and make sure you have at least a YouTube channel set up.
So I was told at one point that you can have a social media presence and have absolutely not any website. And that's actually damaging to your social media presence because you have got to have the foundation of the website to kind of back up that social media presence. Is that correct?
That whoever told you that, they did a great job telling you. All right, Rich, high five.
It wasn't him.
Great job telling you that. And I'm going to tell you, here's the thing. Even when we have clients that come work with us, and many solos have zero presence online, they're just starting out, or maybe they're leaving a firm to start up. And what happens is, if you have a Facebook, if you have a Twitter, if you have a Google Plus, LinkedIn, where are you sending people?
Right.
How are they going to sign up with you?
Right.
What are you doing? And so you can create a lot of confusion online if you're constantly retweeting or posting up content that does not belong to you. Mm-hmm. Now you have a confusing message. You're not building authority. You're providing a lot of great information. It's educational content. It's relevant, but it doesn't position you as the know-it-all. And that's how we want to position the attorneys that we work with and the attorneys listening. You have to position yourself as the authority or the person that knows it in your practice area.
Well, I mean, having social media is like talking about pizza, and they get all excited, but there's no pizza store to go to, right? You need that website, yeah. You mentioned attorneys doing it yourself, but they wouldn't represent themselves, right?
So, they would not. I know.
It is kind of odd that they think, I'll just do all this.
Get started. She was answering my, you know, get started question.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, for initial
ones. Think that it would be a good time to break for just a second, mention our sponsors, and then also tell the listeners how they can reach you, and then we'll continue. But I mean, I think that being able to talk about that throughout the show would be great.
I thought Ryan would jump in and make some of those announcements here.
Sure. Well, you're listening to Atlanta Legal Experts here at Buckhead Business Radio X every Tuesday morning, 8 a.m. Tune in and hear us live or go to AtlantaLegalExperts.com to hear all these shows in detail there. And thank you to our sponsors.
Yes. Our sponsors are 3A Law Practice Management and Peachtree Offices. And also, last but not least, Atlanta's own John Marshall Law School. And Montina, if you would like to talk about how our listeners can reach you.
Yes, they can reach me anywhere online. Montina Portis is my Twitter, Facebook, Montina Portis Biz. But our website is creativeinternetauthority.com. So again, creativeinternetauthority.com. We have an offer there that we're going to talk about today in the show that attorneys should have on their site. But it's considered an ethical bribe where they can go get a free copy of our book, How to Market Your Law Firm Online. It's an internet marketing guide available only to lawyers. It's not for sale anywhere online, and they can pick up a copy for free at our website, and we'll ship that to them. It's a physical copy. It's not an ebook.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. So go ahead.
Doing what you're talking about, so you're implementing your own system, because if I heard you right, you created a URL that has those keywords.
Yes.
In there, right?
Yes.
Okay. Google Plus, you mentioned that. You know, I'm not sure if I really... there's so many of these, you know, new medias coming online, and how many can you kind of manage? And what's unique about Google Plus that it doesn't seem to have as much traction or attention, but it is Google, so right? So you can't leave Google off the off your plate. Yes or yes?
Yes. And I love how he does that. Yes or yes. That's the only option. I didn't do that to my kids. Right. Yes or yes.
You're going
to
clean your room? Yes or yes.
Yes. And here's the thing. You know, when Google Plus first rolled out with YouTube, and a lot of that is going away, as we'll hear. But here's the thing. It's kind of like playing on the playground. And if you want to play with the kid on the playground's basketball, you know, you want to have fun with their ball, then you have to play by their rules.
Yeah.
Whether you like it or you don't, play by their rules. And it's just very simple as using a tool like Hootsuite or Buffer app just to automate your post over to Google Plus. Because what happens is when, again, people are going to look for content information online, the first thing we tend to think about is the website. But there are citations, there are directories, your Facebook posts are showing up. These are public triggers, we call them social triggers, that are showing up. So again, if you want to play basketball on the playground with the kid that has the ball, play by their rules.
Tell us about the Google Local Pack.
Okay, so, and I actually had some notes on this because as we're doing this show, it's very, very recent where Google has rolled out where they're changing what we as internet marketers call the 7-pack, and they're condensing it to the 3-pack. They're making, when you do your searches on your mobile, where you're only going to see 3 of the top listings instead of the 7, we don't even see where there's a rhyme or a reason around doing this. But it's very important because there are businesses out there, especially law firms, that are fighting for these positions. Right. And what happens is if you're fighting for this position, we're going to see a lot more pay-per-click. We're going to see a lot more advertising. And again, it's Google's playground. We have to play by their rules. But it makes a big difference for how they're going to show up online. And a Google spokesperson told Search Engine Land this, says they're constantly exploring the best way to bring a better search experience to our users. This update provides people with the more relevant information, including photos, reviews, and prices for searches that have multiple results for a given location. Now, what this means in our terms, for attorneys, photos are important when they're filling out their Google Places profile. There's 10 relevant photos that they can use, making sure that they geotag the photos on their website. Reviews and having a system for reviews, reputation marketing, huge online. These are all things that are going to be huge because this is what Google is going to look for, making sure that you have inbound links, backlinks over to your website, the citation. So these, again, are all very important for the legal community as well.
When you mentioned 3-pack, I thought you were talking about my workout regimen at the gym. Now I officially have a 3-pack. Yeah. but seriously, so when someone's an attorney is looking forward to hiring a marketing expert or agency like yourself, what are some key indicators or things they should look for?
The key things that they want to look for, there's some trigger things that you want to look for. See if they ever refer back to the handbook. That every state has guidelines that they must abide by for attorneys. Representing attorneys in the legal industry is much different than representing, you know, the best pet store, restaurant. And notice I said best. I can say that with any other type of business, not attorneys. I can't say that right. for an attorney. I can't have that in a URL. Can't promote that online. They cannot do things that are misleading or misguiding. So they want to make sure that when they work with an agency, pick a firm, that they understand the intricacies of the legal community, the marketing, the handbook. They also want to look at if they have case studies. Now, oftentimes, we all start as the new kids on the block, okay? But if they don't have case studies, I like to also look at what have you done online. So when I started working in the legal marketing, what we call a vertical or niche, I had, you know, proven results from my own background and my own marketing, so I could bring that forward. Other things you also want to look for, do they specialize like I do in solo firms, small firms, mid-sized firms? Are they specializing in helping you with content marketing, article marketing, SEO? We don't get into the area with my agency of writing content for blog posts. We'll author content. We won't write it. And that means that we love radio shows like this to get our attorneys on because we'll transcribe the content. We do not write their content because it's misleading and misguiding. It's too much of a gray area in their handbook. So they also want to look for, they want to look for more companies that are full service. What happens with attorneys is they get overwhelmed with phone calls and information. SEO over here. I need to do SEO. I need to do blogs. I need to do podcasts. I need to do video.
Right.
Find someone in an agency that can help you kind of at least put 3 or 4 of the top things that you need together. So those are things that they need to be looking for.
I really like that. And I was going to say to really focus on the one where you're saying that they have to specialize in the legal field. I think that's so important. Personally, in our business with executive suites, there's nobody that focuses on executive suites. And every time we try to hire somebody that helps us, you know, that could help us, we have to train them in what we do before we even get started. So, you know, if it doesn't work out, then we've wasted a lot of time
yes.
training them. And then to have to think about training another person, it's just overwhelming. So to have somebody that focuses on legal only mm-hmm. is just, I think that's number one. I think that's absolutely the first thing they should look for in hiring a marketing expert.
Absolutely. Again, and there's so many things that go along with legal marketing beyond, again, just having this great website online. It's like having the biggest house on the block. So what? You just have more bills. So again, you want to have, and we build for conversion. I always tell, someone asked me recently, what should I have on my website? We build for conversion. Conversion means when you look at your search engine, Google, we're focusing on Google, the main one. The top, pay-per-click, over to the right, pay-per-click. So this must be valuable real estate. Top, right, in that middle portion there. You want to put a video there. You want to have call to action on every single one of the pages. You also want to have some direct mail that you're doing. Well, I received direct mail from Google just the other day. Google. So they can target me online. They can retarget. Why are they sending direct mail? Because direct mail is still relevant. Mm-hmm. There are many marketers out there that say the yellow pages is dead. Well, to a certain part of the population, but not all of the population. Right. If I am an attorney that specializes in Social Security or some sort, I might want to have an ad there. So as an agency that specializes in legal marketing, that's something that we would know. And again, that's something that you want to make sure that you're looking for.
We're talking with Montina Portis this morning here on Atlanta Legal Experts. She is the creative internet authority for all your marketing needs if you are an attorney out there. We've talked about social media. We've talked about websites. We talked about Google. Let's talk about webinars and how important that can be for an attorney trying to create their authority and their more of a presence online.
All right. I like webinars. And I'm going to tell you, I actually had some notes because I didn't want to forget anything about this. Webinars, you know, when we think about webinars, so many people like a webinar. Well, webinars are phenomenal because they are there for informational purposes. Google loves content that's relevant, educational, informative, and it builds authority. So with webinars, you can upload the webinar to YouTube. Now, first things, you can actually do a live webinar. I love when I can actually do something and repurpose it. So with a live webinar, I have a bankruptcy firm and they went in, did a live webinar. You host this entire event. You can upload that to YouTube. You can actually create a landing page, which is separate than your website, where people can go and enroll. You can get their email information. Then you can actually export it into a PDF. You can upload it to SlideShare. I talk a lot about SlideShare because SlideShare is also owned by LinkedIn. LinkedIn, SlideShare, again, it's connected like we talk about Google and YouTube, Facebook and Instagram. You want to use things that are connected online to help you connect the dots. Then I like the idea of taking parts and pieces of this webinar and breaking them up into a series. Upload it to Facebook, create an educational portal on your website, and this is a great way to answer questions from prospective clients and host a monthly webinar. And again, you're now getting out great information to the community online. General things. You'll always have people that are looking for free. We get that, but why not give them some valuable content online that'll feed the people that want the free, but also for the prospective clients, let them know that you are the expert and the authority in what you do. Webinars are phenomenal.
Well, any guidelines about the webinars, how short they should be, what should be included in the content? It seems like an awful big task to take on. I'm just going to create a webinar, but you can provide a little more clarity on what that webinar should look like.
So even very simple, to have a webinar, the webinars can include information. So I might host a webinar, the five things that you need to look for when hiring a legal marketing expert. So with that, I would, of course, have my five. So I'd create an outline and I'd use a service. I personally like to use join.me. It's a resource. You can use GoToMeeting, but I like join.me. And so I would create my outline first, of course, talking about who I am, what I do, who I've already helped, or some case studies. If you don't have people that you've even helped, you can actually create from case studies online. Then I take those five things and I talk about the five things you need to look for when hiring a legal marketing expert, talk about why these are important, and then wrap it up how you can find me and answer questions. Now, here's the thing. Even if you don't have a lot of people join your webinar, you can go online and attorneys can go to simple websites that are already available for them online and answer law questions and actually pull those and answer them in their live webinar and answer things that would be relevant to draw people into their practice in the live webinar, and then wrap it all up, join.me. You can actually use it as a free program. I have the paid part of that program. And either way, you can actually save the recording. And that's the recording that you can actually put up on YouTube. So it really is that easy. Rule of thumb, I would say about 25 minutes, 25 to 30 minutes. And again, webinars are expected to be longer because you're going to expect some type of engagement from the participants. And that's, I mean, it really is that simple. You want to create it in PowerPoint first or Keynote if you use a Mac, export the PDF. And then, like I said, you can upload to a site like SlideShare, put some tags in. And again, it's more than just having the website online. It's now creating more of a presence online as you're building your authority.
Now, how would you tell people about the webinar?
So a great way to get your webinar out is your current list of contacts that you have, your current clients that you've already served. You've already built up a relationship with them. They already know you. They like you. They trust you. What I find is that many attorneys have what we call a hope strategy. Well, I just hope they'll remember to refer me. Well, they're not going to. But you can email them and let them know that you really, you know, appreciated having them as clients. You have a webinar. If they know someone that might be, you know, interested in this particular topic. We all talk about bankruptcy or divorce, some type of family law, a DUI, criminal. Here's some information for them. Now, it's top of mind. You can tell them through a Facebook post. You can tell them through your LinkedIn. You can tell them at another event. And once you host that webinar one time, what I like to do is have it now automated where they can watch it at any time. So it now, again, stays evergreen. Evergreen means we're not using any dates. We're not focusing on any times. We're not talking about the weather. It becomes now evergreen and you can actually get it out to people.
I've never heard that term. That's awesome.
Yes.
So a lot of attorneys actually depend on their current clients for referrals. Majority of small practice attorneys actually depend on their clients for referrals, but they could never go out and get a referral. You know, they have to kind of just sit there and wait. So this is a proactive way.
Yes.
And then involving their current clients. So that kind of gets them top of mind. Like you said, I love that.
Yes. And they also want to have a referral system set up. I like to have a 4x6 review card that we create for our clients and they could do this. And again, you could just go to your local printer and have maybe your photo on one side with your contact information, your firm, your website, and the phone number. But on the other side, you're talking about reviews. What does a 5-star review look like? What are some reviews that other clients have stated? And again, this is something when they're done as a client, you put it into their hand. And because you have the picture and the information on one side, you could say, you know, people typically aren't going to throw away the postcard when they're looking at your picture or have some sort of quote on there, and it keeps it memorable. But now you're creating a system in place to ask for reviews or ask for referrals. If you're not asking, you're just not going to get them.
Right. You have to ask.
Yes.
That is an interesting point about the photo. I've heard somebody say years ago, one reason why a realtor, you hold on to a realtor card, if you go to a stack of cards, business cards, or in this case, postcard, if there's a photo of a person on there, it's much more difficult to toss that out, right? You know,
yes,
plus the recall
true.
Is much easier,
yes,
right? Because you see so many names, whatever, right? So talk to us about this triangle method of legal marketing. Can you explain that?
I love that. The triangle method is something I've come up with, and, you know, a lot of times people are visual. So I like to be in front of them and make a triangle with my two hands together. Right. Yesterday I was having a lunch with an attorney and I just folded one of the napkins over. And that's talking about on one side, online marketing. And again, I like to talk about, okay, let's have a website. But again, let's go be on the website. Let's have your social media set up. Let's make sure people can find you on the directories. Let's make sure that we can find you on the search engines. Let's make sure that you have your Facebook page, Twitter, and all of that. So those are online ways that people can find you. The next one would be your offline ways that people can find you. So great things like being on the radio, Atlanta Legal Experts. If you're in the Atlanta area, sign up. This is a phenomenal backlink for your website. It works. Put it on your website. Makes you look like the authority and the expert. If you want to do TV, if you want to do advertorials, if you want to do ads, this all, again, deals with your offline marketing, and it needs to be done. If you have a book that you've published, that would be considered your big business card that you're giving out, the positions you as the authority, or even some sort of pamphlet. And then the bottom one is one of my favorites, but that is your face-to-face networking. You know, nothing really happens a lot of the times until we're face-to-face. People can see you online. You know, gone are the days where, you know, you ask for a referral and the person just takes it at face value. They go online to research it. And while they're researching, guess what? if they're on Google, and if that site is savvy enough, they're going to retarget, going to put these little cookies on there. So when you go to Facebook, you see the ad again. Then you go on another website, you see the ad again. So they're in front of your clients all the time. So you're fighting for your client's attention. But with face-to-face, Emily, I met you at an event. You're meeting new people. You get to, you know, the 6 degrees of separation. They're introducing you to new people. They're referring you out to new people. You're having lunch now and you're not alone. And then you also have to have social networking. Just because you have a Twitter, just because you have a Facebook, a LinkedIn, if you're not engaging on there and connecting with people, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You want to make sure that you're still active on these networks. So again, online, you're offline, and your triangle bottom is your networking. And face-to-face is still important. Typically, attorneys are introverts.
Really?
They are introverts.
You didn't know?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
So for a lot of them, I say I'm a member at 2 law associations here in Atlanta, Georgia. And if you're an introvert and you're kind of averse to going out to meet a lot of new people, then it is okay to be around people in your association. We're actually a nationally certified women-owned business as well. We got that designation. They have a huge event. Go if you're more comfortable around people that are like you. But remember, in order to effectively network, you also need to be around people that are not like you in your business, mm-hmm. because these are going to be some of the best referrals at your Chamber of Commerce events. These are people that will need your services. So again, online, offline, and your networking.
And I'm going to ask another question. How can attorneys use directories to get more clients? But before you answer, a little teaser
there.
Oh,
yeah, a little suspense or whatever, yeah.
I would like to break and talk about our sponsors again.
Sure.
And also let Montina talk about how the listeners can reach her.
Absolutely.
So we are listening to Atlanta Legal Experts Radio with Montina Portis, and we have 3A Law Practice Management and Peachtree Offices, and also Atlanta's own John Marshall Law School as the sponsors today. If it weren't for them, we would not be here. So we're very appreciative of that. And you can see all of their information on AtlantaLegalExperts.com. Montina, if you'll tell our listeners how they can reach you.
Oh, absolutely. You can reach me at CreativeInternetAuthority.com. And I'm everywhere online. I have a very unique name. I'm actually the third Montina in my family. My daughter's the fourth. But Montina, Montina Portis. Some of my male listeners might know my husband's first cousin is Clinton Portis. Actually played for the Washington Redskins. So if that name sounds familiar, that's why. I married the cousin. But again, you can find me Creative Internet Authority. We have a free book offer there. I'd love to get a copy of the book out. And this is for attorneys in the Atlanta, Georgia area and outside the area. We will mail you a physical copy of the book.
And what's the title of the book?
How to Market Your Law Firm Online, the Internet Marketing Guide, available only to attorneys. It's not for sale online anywhere.
Wow. And we'll put the links to that also on Atlanta Legal Experts.
And you're not allowed to read it either, Rich, if you're not an attorney. So keep your hands off that book.
That could be dangerous, whatever. Yeah.
And it looks simple. It's not the thickest book ever. Nope. You know,
well, as you're flipping pages, I saw that triangle in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is, I was making notes about that. I think that applies to almost any business.
It does.
Because I think you're obviously an expert in marketing and online. We've been talking about that in person. Mm-hmm. That's where a lot of disconnect. And it was interesting you talk about networking. We've had a few networking pros in here. And I think you need that balance that it's interesting where a lot of people are introverts. But maybe you start there with a community or an organization that you're familiar with. But then you got to kind of, you know, stretch outside your comfort zone as well.
Exactly. Yeah, it's all about, again, getting in those associations. Networking is extremely important, and it's something, you know, some people say, I don't want to do it, or just like I don't want to do online. If you want to grow your firm, these are things that are necessary for you to do.
So tell me now, how can attorneys use directories to get more clients?
All right, so directories in our world, and far as I live, like internet marketing world, they're important because they're the name, address, phone number. These are places online where you have information. And many attorneys are on Avvo, so they're already listed there in the directories. What happens is when someone goes into search for a particular typically it's a topic. They're not searching for attorney in Atlanta, Georgia. So you'll get some experts out there. I'm going to get you to rank on the first page of Google. If you put in the name exactly, it's always going to come up on Google. And a lot of people don't realize it. You'd be surprised at so many people that don't realize that. So you want to use directories to make sure that you're going in. There are about 15 major directories. There are hundreds at this point, about 15. They're free. There are some that are that you can pay to be listed on. But you want to make sure that your name, your address, and your phone number are all consistent, all the same. For instance, if we have Atlanta Legal Experts, but if it's LLC, you want Atlanta Legal Experts, you want Atlanta Legal Experts LLC, but it has to be consistent everywhere that you're online. And they can use these because, again, when people are searching for topics or information, Google's smart enough now. It already knows our location, so they're going to enter in content based on your location. So this can give you additional ways to land now what's going to be called the 3-pack instead of 7, because people are looking for things on their mobile device or their tablet. It's going to give them an opportunity to show up in the search engines in multiple ways beyond their website.
What's one of the most popular directories, or what's some example of these directories?
I was going to ask that, but I didn't know if she could name.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I'm a legal marketing expert. I'm AVO for attorneys. I mean, you know, hands down. Fine Law,
probably.
They're going for, yes. And actually, I'll talk about later on in the episode, we're actually building out a directory. And it takes years for these directories to actually really rank well online.
Oh, sure.
And that's why a lot of the companies that are out there do so well, as they started early on with all of these directories. It's a snowball effect. It's momentum. It's the compound effect. When I started on YouTube in 2009, it was a lot easier than it is now. You know, I can say I have almost 30,000 subscribers, but for someone that starts today, it's going to be a lot more difficult because it's a noisy market. But again, AVO is definitely one that they want to make sure they're on. When it comes to directories, making sure that you're listed on Google, Bing, and Yahoo. And it's hard sometimes to get listed correctly.
Right.
And what happens is a lot of times once the firms get listed, they get so many calls from companies that want to help them optimize. And I think a lot of them even get discouraged from that. But again,
sure,
making sure they're listed in those directories are very important.
Yeah, that is a challenge sometimes. On our site, we have our contact information. I used to have my cell phone on there, but now I took that off. But here at Peachtree Offices, where we have our studio, I know Judy at our front desk, you know, they get so many robocalls. So that's the challenge, is you want to be found by the people that you want to find you, but not that accessible. But
yes,
it's a boon and a bane. You can't really pick. Now there's a note in here. It talks about duplicate listings are bad.
Oh, yes. I actually did have a note.
How can more be bad?
No, you do not want duplicate listings online. It's just showing that you're trying to game the system. You also don't want duplicate content online. So I had a client one time. They had this very smart, I put that in quotations, SEO person that decided, okay, we're going to have this lawfirm.com website, and we're going to have a law firm LLC website with exact content.
Mm.
You want to make sure that it is very clear. You're not trying to game the system, but you don't want duplicate listings. That means very simply, if I go over to Google and I list, again, my law firm and information, and then I just change one or two things about it, that now then becomes a duplicate instead of it being the exact listing that you have online.
But but is there an exception to the rule where your name may be something that people search, like Buckhead Business Radio X? A lot of people just put the Buckhead Business Radio.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not considered a duplicate listing. It's we list it with and without the X.
You want to have one listing.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
So Ryan, make a note of that.
We're all taking notes here.
Oh, yeah.
We are.
You do.
You realize I'm learning a lot.
Yes. Yeah, last time Rich and I were on there, he was asking me all these questions. It was so funny. It really, to us, it's just like, no, we're being helpful. But there are places where you can actually add names, content, descriptions, and that's where you would put that
Elaborate that on there, yeah.
Yes. And actually, I was looking at something yesterday on the Google search from Google places with the list, because they keep changing the name on us.
Right.
But there is a place there where it'll ask you if you're known by another name.
Yeah. I guess that's more what I'm talking about. Rather than trying to like cheat the system.
Don't do it.
Because like with my domain name, richcasanova.com, I've had that for a number of years, but most people put two S's in my name, which is a pet peeve. There's only one S.
Oh.
But I intentionally bought the misspelling of my own name
and
because
redirect
people,
it.
Yeah, redirect it. Yeah.
Yeah. Just forward it over.
That's smart.
And that's, you know what?
Yeah.
Like I said,
I was
going
to buy Julio Casanova, but that, I'm starting to take it.
We're waiting on him to show up.
Yeah. Hey, now
that's fun. And that's again, and that just goes back into saying that if you decide that you want to have something else up, you know, with your name, my name has changed over the years. I've been married. I'm in my second marriage.
That's a challenge.
That's okay. You can just have it redirect over, but do not create two separate websites.
I see
just
what
trying
you're saying,
you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, you know, it can be confusing with duplicate content. a lot of people, especially with lawyers, I'll notice they try to take the quick, easy way out because they're doing it themselves.
Right.
And they'll take content off the website, and this content might go on to, let's say, YouTube description or Facebook description or LinkedIn. That's duplicate content. Keep the content on your website there. That stays there. Don't touch it again. You can have it rewritten or massaged a different way, but that needs to be very unique content just on the website.
And the big problem with that is you have these two different ones going on. You're going to update listing A, but you're going to forget about B.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's going to be out of date and misinformation.
Yep.
You know, a year later, you realize that's still floating out there. We never updated that. And you're still sending traffic there unknowingly. So, okay.
You mentioned quick, the attorneys are going to try to do something quick. And they probably are, because they're probably listening to all this and saying, when am I going to have the time to do any of this?
Mm-hmm. Call
and
Montana.
They probably are feeling overwhelmed. If you could simplify it, and I said this kind of in the beginning, how can they do this? What's the times that they need, you know, to take a day or, you know?
So very simple. And again, they can get a copy of my book, How to Market Your Law Firm Online. And I literally in here, this is not a hard sell. This is not a book where you read it and at the end you're like, oh my gosh, like I can't do any of it and I'm selling something. It's not that type of book. The first thing, again, is you want to get your website up. And I take it step by step here, talking about the SEO portion, understanding how the search engines work. I mean, this book isn't more than 60 pages long.
Mm-hmm.
How do you set up your Google Map listing? I have it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, literally how to do that. The next thing in here, making sure you're listed on, have your map listing claimed. It's very important. Making sure that you optimize it is very important. The next thing is making sure that you understand what keywords you should be ranking for. Every single day, they have to be doing something online, whether it's, like I said, set up a Hootsuite Buffer app, one post a day.
And Hootsuite is kind of like where you put a posting and then it'll post to all the social media sites.
Like Tumblr as well, right?
Yes.
No.
You don't like Tumblr?
No. That's an absolutely no. We don't want them on Tumblr.
Tumblr's like a magazine that you want to read sometimes.
Unless they're entertainment attorneys.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, knowing where your people are, yes.
Nice save, yeah.
Now, let's mention about blogging in general. I know that's kind of a buzzword that everybody loves to use, but just talk to us a little bit about, you know, what is a blog to an attorney and how they can leverage that to their advantage.
Yes. So, and I'll answer the rest of Emily's question in this one because it's great. So how can they get started? They want to post at least one blog per week. And video is a great way to do this because from that video, you can have a video blog. Have that blog transcribed. Every single day, there needs to be something on a content calendar. I like to see a blog post go out every Monday, every Thursday by 6 a.m. for them. And then so that Monday blog post that they're putting out, again, through the video, you can have the video up, but then you can have the transcription part of that video up. Maybe you put up on Thursday or the audio portion. Every single day, one or two updates to their social media profiles. And this can be very natural updates or these can be automated updates. They should be blogging about things that are going on from a practice area perspective, but from a community perspective, from anything going on from a charity perspective. People are interested in your life as an attorney. It could be just maybe you've gone on a unique vacation. Maybe there's something going on that's relevant in the news. I mean, we have a lot of news headlines in the world that you can bring back to. We call it newsjacking. Mm-hmm. You can jack the news. And, you know, I mean, we see this. I had a lunch with an attorney recently. Said, I'm going on Nancy Grace.
On it or...
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You can take what's already out there, take that headline, and talk about it if you're a family law attorney.
Attorneys,
if you're a bankruptcy attorney.
Oh, yeah.
They do. They're awesome.
They could come on AIL radio and talk whatever. They blog
they
about
better
it.
Come on
and
here.
Have it transcribed.
Have it transcribed. And again, those are quick, easy ways that they're answering questions. Every time we think blog, and I'll go on an attorney website, there's so much information to read. I'm like, no, it needs to be about 350 words max. That's enough.
So basically a little bit every day.
A little
we have
bit
so
every
much
day.
To cover, and like we're I'm looking at the clock.
I'm
know,
so
yeah.
surprised.
Wow. I know
the time went so fast.
We're going till 11 on this show, right? Or no?
Yeah.
So you talked about that, and then videos. You're really every time you answer a question, you talk about a video.
I do.
So let's talk about what you're doing for attorneys right now for the videos.
So videos are important because again, this is the easiest way for them to build authority online. When we see someone on video, we automatically see them as the authority. It's almost like we've been programmed because they're on TV. They're famous. Right. I tell people I'm on CBS or NBC. They're like, oh my gosh,
yeah.
It's TV and it's local news. But talking about video, it needs to be strategic. Just because they are doing it themselves, if you're going to use an iPhone per se, make sure that it's turned horizontal, not vertical. Like
right.
Periscope is a vertical. Periscope, we're talking about, I'm doing a live Periscope. It's live streaming, but there are other apps that are coming out. There are some very popular attorneys online. Mitch Jackson is one of them. And the other one, he's an immigration lawyer outside. Let's see, I always mess up his name. Jacob Sapochnik, and he is rocking it out. And you can use video in those multiple ways. I like to create a 52-week content marketing strategy. That means for 52 weeks, we present to you what we're going to do online. But having that, if you're going to create video, think about 10 to 20 different questions you can answer or frequently asked questions. What should your prospective client prepare before they come in to meet with you? What could they expect at their first meeting? Do a welcome or about us. So what we're doing for attorneys is in the Atlanta area, we're doing free law firm videos. And this is a 60-second welcome video. We just did some for Kessler and Solomiani that came out great. And it's something that we offer as a service because every attorney should have a welcome video on their website. And we filmed some of those. We're going to be doing those here at the Peachtree office space for those attorneys that are here as well. So again, nice. Free welcome videos for these firms, freelawfirmvideos.com. And it's something very simple that they can set up, again, to build authority. And I love video because they can put it on their website, YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram. It's a great way.
And it keeps people on your site.
It does.
They're
yeah.
a lot longer.
But do you need a fancy video camera or can you do this on your iPhone or mobile device?
If they decide to do it on their phone, please, please
use Landscape.
Yes.
Use Landscape. Make it horizontal. Make sure that you're looking at the camera part of your phone and you're not looking at yourself as you speak. Make sure that you have a strategy. Make sure that when you start the video, you pause 3 seconds, smile, go into the video. When you end, smile. And then that way you can trim it yourself. So yes, they can. You know, a lot of people say you need to be fancy. You want something that's polished because it does say a lot about your firm when you're cheap.
Yeah.
But if you have to do it yourself,
at least to get
pay
started.
Attention to your background. Yeah. And you absolutely
not about the camera you're using, but more about how you present yourself on camera.
Yes. And then one thing I have not seen attorneys do, even online, is interviews with other attorneys. Don't be afraid to interview someone that maybe isn't a practice area that complements your practice area.
Oh, that's a great idea.
So you two could talk about the ideal clients. And again, you're asking questions that people, if you could think of 20 questions that people would ask you in general and they could get for free, answer them. And the video should be about 30 to 90 seconds long.
Yeah, and maybe interviewing clients as well. And talking about clients, you mentioned, is most of your client base here in Atlanta? Are you in other states or?
We do have some client base here in Atlanta. We have some in other states.
Right.
I have one VIP client, the only one outside this industry we started on before. It's a VIP client. And they have 9 locations across the United States.
Okay. And a kind of a random question, go back to blogs. I was making a note here. Is there a go-to like blogger site? I know when I first started blogging, I was using Blogger. And then everybody went to WordPress or jumped over or, when you want to type in on my computer and I'm blogging, what's the go-to platform?
You want WordPress all the way. And you want to set up a blog on WordPress. The days of Blogger and all that stuff, it's gone. Okay, it's gone.
Yeah, because
we need to have WordPress. And here's another thing. When you're creating that blog, again, we don't want the duplicate content on the website.
Right.
But video, the great thing about video is it's not seen as duplicate content.
Okay.
So I can have my video everywhere online.
Right.
But you can also, people aren't using Facebook Notes. Think of Facebook Notes as another way to quote unquote blog online.
I've never heard of that one.
Yep, the notes. So it's a notes it's that a, you can put the headline. Go ahead, Ryan.
Yeah, no, Rich, I've used it several times just to write a little poem to myself or maybe my Christmas wish list. But it's an element with inside Facebook that you can go on, make notes. It saves it, date, time, that whole bit. You can share it with certain people.
Yep.
There's a lot of ways to leverage it.
And it's great for the search engines because it's public. Your Facebook page, we're talking about a business page, is public. But guess what? This headline of information, and you can put a blurb. You don't have to put all of the content, again, from your website, but just put a simple paragraph and link it over to your website. Mm-hmm. But it shows up in the search engines.
Well, Ryan's, I consider him our social media guru here in the studio. So whenever I have a question, I go to Ryan. And if he doesn't have the answer, he goes to Montina.
Right.
Well, unfortunately, we are running out of time.
Oh, man.
I know. There's so much more to cover. We're definitely going to have you back, Montina.
Yeah, that's going to say. She's got enough here to continue this conversation. And,
for another hour.
For another episode of Atlanta Legal Experts in the future.
Well, I do have one, maybe a last question. Maybe save this for episode two. But we didn't talk about emails. And it's, you know, we talked about online.
We'll save that for the next time.
Oh, what
about... We'll do a cliffhanger.
Okay, cliffhanger is next time. The value of email building. You know, I've heard the phrase. Oh, you probably heard what the money is in the
list. It is
right. And so, are these tools and mechanisms to kind of help build that list and then build a what about a monthly email newsletter? Is that part of the 52 week?
Yes. And here's the thing. We'll talk with that. And again,
man.
I know email marketing is so important. Newsletters. Yeah. And
probably
not just
spend
email,
a whole show just on email
marketing.
Direct
mail is so important. People think so. Oh, gosh, so much. So again, you know, Emily, you were asking me about how can they do this? How can they do this? And I'm going to tell you, I have a book that tells them exactly how to do this. This is not fluff. This is step by step. Open it up. Do something every single day, from what should you post on Facebook and LinkedIn and how do you create these videos. There's a strategy there. I have a video marketing funnel that talks about, I listed all of the directories and, you know, some legal trade associations. And again, all that information is at creativeinternetauthority.com. We'll ship you this book absolutely free. If you're an attorney, we'd love to
love
give
it.
This out to you. And
free
one
videos
of the things
and free books. And
I like, my favorite thing is we have a complete website checklist. So if you already have hired someone that you're working with, you can go through this checklist and just, I mean, it's a very short checklist and make sure that what they're doing for you or have done for you makes sense from your site logo, architectural issues. Hand it to them and ask them to check it off for you. That's the better thing. Hand it to them and have them check it off for you.
Are you doing this or what?
Exactly. It's an audit.
Well, I absolutely enjoyed having you here today. And when I first talked to you for the first time on the phone, I just fell in love.
Oh,
I mean,
you
took your life and changed it to make it for the best. We've had some guests on the show in the past that have done that as well. And they always are very motivating and inspiring is the bigger word. So thank you so much for coming on today. And now you're just helping everybody else, which is wonderful. And if you'll, again, let our listeners know how they can reach you.
Thank you. And Emily, I want to say the same. When I met you and talked with you, you've been so open. When I said, you know, I think I need some place to shoot these law firm videos, come on down. We have space. We're happy to show it to you. I mean, she's so beautiful. You can't see her. She's gorgeous. Inside and out. Helpful. Anytime you need anything, she's so quick. But again, you can find me anywhere online. If you're on Twitter, tweet me Montina Portis. I'd love to answer any questions that you have. Feel free to reach out at Creative Internet Authority. My phone number is there as well. You can reach out to us. We'll be happy to ship you a physical copy of this book absolutely free. If you'd like to have a welcome video, again, freelawfirmvideos.com. It's a service we offer. There's no upsell, no pitch there. Look, we want to come out and make sure that you have videos. And again, we did this for Kessler and Solomiani recently, so you can see the free videos that they have, the updated ones on their website.
And for $1.50, you'll autograph the books as well, right?
Absolutely. I'll be happy to do that.
Right. Wonderful. Another wonderful show this week.
Good times. Good times.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, I love Tuesday mornings.
Yeah.
Just kind of mixes it up for me.
I have three pages of notes, and I was just going to make a note that there's a, it's, it looks like a fairly quick read, but there's 71 points and topics you cover in here. And I'm almost tempted, with your permission, to maybe take a picture of this table of contents and put that on social media.
Oh,
because,
I'd love
right?
To.
Oh, good idea.
Right,
yeah.
Hey.
Yes. Or
yes.
Let's close on a high note. We're out of here.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Again, this is Emily Rowell with Peachtree Offices, and you're listening to Atlanta Legal Experts Radio. You will see this show and our guest, Montina Portis, all her information on our website, atlantalegalexperts.com. Signing out.